Highland High School principal. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. How are things in the Kickapoo Valley, Aaron?
Good. Going well. Been a good start to the school year. Weather's been great lately. School numbers are looking good. And just have a good group of staff and good group of kids. So definitely has been a good start to the year. So.
What about you, Kim?
It's a very appreciated start to the year. It is so great to be back at school, being amongst the kids and the staff who were so supportive and kind during my recovery. So it's a start that I really appreciate. I'm finding I'm more grateful and appreciate more things than I ever have before.
So I can imagine that.
It's been a great start to the year.
For folks that don't know, you were involved in a traffic accident. How long were you in the hospital?
Yeah, so my accident occurred in the morning of February 10th, and I spent a month in the hospital. And then they sent me home. And at that point, I still couldn't do anything. I needed a lot of help to get out of bed or to get anywhere I needed. I was stuck between a chair and a wheelchair. And have spent countless hours in both OT and PT to get to the point where I am able to walk on my own. I struggle a little bit, but a lot of everything that I lost, you know, when I think back to February 10th, it pretty much stripped me of everything. And I'm just really lucky to be here, be alive. And so there are a lot of things to be grateful for. There was a lot of pain in that journey, a lot of misery and a lot of fear. But I chose to feed all of the positives. You know, I have always known that whatever you feed grows. So it was just finding something positive in each day, some area that I could focus and make each day better. So I think back to even when that started, one of my positives was to be able to stand on my good leg for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was something I celebrated and was excited about. So it has a lot to do with perspective, I guess, and just I think back to the law of motion, to Newton's law of motion. Every action, there is a reaction. I think there are a few more words involved in that, mm-hmm. but and I honestly want to just take the time now, since there might be many listeners who were there for my journey, who supported me in one way or another. Through cards and gifts and emails and Facebook messages, the number of schools that did 50-50s, my Ridge and Valley, the CESA, businesses in the area, all the families of community, my family, my friends, the list is long, and all of those actions really created in me a very positive reaction, which made my journey, that recovery, so positive, I think. So I credit all of that support and all of that love and support, to all of those kind, wonderful people. And so if I have that moment right now, I just want to say thank you. All of that meant the world to me, and I really credit the doctors telling me that my recovery is going really well and going faster than what they had initially anticipated. But I have a wealth of support and prayer warriors, the number of churches that were praying for me. So, yeah, it's been a journey where I often will think, how or why did I survive that? And so I feel like there is purpose. I feel like God was not done with me yet. So I'm really trying to pay forward all that kindness and have an understanding about what my life has meaning for and how I'm supposed to contribute. And part of that, I think, too, is just the work that we do with kids is taking what you learn and sharing that with others and hopefully inspiring them to find something positive in their day. I mean, everybody has their battles, and mine was just, you know, a lot more visible. And so I recognize that everybody has battles. And my suggestion would be just to find something positive to hold on to. And whatever you feed grows, and each day will get better.
They were keeping you posted the whole time about what was going on at Kickapoo, I'm sure. Was that motivating to you?
Oh, it was incredibly. I spoke a lot to the team, and I can't thank Aaron enough for really stepping up and taking a lot more responsibility and being kind of my wingman through when I was initially getting back to school. He was driving me, picking me up, and they were making sure they were getting me there and back safely and kind of going through that journey with me. But, yeah, Marla, you know, there are a number of staff members who really stepped up and continued working towards that vision with kids and keeping the main thing the main thing. So, yeah.
What was that like, Aaron, when you got the call that morning when you heard that she was in an accident? That'd be horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you go through life and there's lots of things that you feel like you can prepare for or not prepare for. When I got the call that morning, it really was not a good call. I think the most difficult part of that call was not really knowing exactly the scenario. There were some details, but not exactly specific. It was, you know, we'll keep you posted as we go. But there was a lot that was left to the imagination of, you know, exactly how hurt Kim was, you know, what had happened, all of that. So details, you know, continue to go as, you know, we found out more. But it was a real shocker, to say the least. And again, I think it's like, you know, anybody in life, you know, we're all one accident, one phone call, one bad message, whatever, from life changing. And I think, you know, this was definitely one of those situations. And it certainly definitely rocked things at school and was a big adjustment and a big change and just a lot of prayers that things were going to go okay that day and go from there. So.
Did they play the Rocky theme when you came back to school that first time?
We should have.
They should have. Yeah. But you feel, you know, you've got your own family, you know, your immediate family, but you know, your school district and all the staff and students that had to help pull you through a little bit too, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I missed the students, and they sent videos and were a huge part of every day. I don't remember a lot from the first week, but what they tell me is after I was flown into the emergency room and they're getting me ready, I had several surgeries, and in between surgeries, and my family was allowed to come in and see me. And so I think my first words were, does my school know? Like, they're considered my family. And, you know, my mom had said, yes, they know. And then I had said, because this was a Monday morning, I have a board meeting on Wednesday night. And she was like, I'm not sure you're making
probably
that one.
Didn't make that one, did you?
I didn't. But yeah, that, you know, when I was that severely injured between all the broken bones and the internal and the torn artery and things, I was worried about school. I had my family and my close friends there, but yeah. I was worried about school.
Yeah. A true trooper, though.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, though, it does make you grateful. And when you come back, it's almost kind of like a new start, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is. I mean, you have new perspective. And honestly, like, not only did it take a lot of my body and my strength away, but my, you know, my mind. So trying to prepare just to get back into the fast pace and understanding all of the, you know, getting back to understanding finance and school budgets and the new, you know, state laws with the reading achievement. And, you know, it just made me step back and really observe the hard work and the dedication of the staff at Kickapoo, and really see them in a new light and how proud I was and just so grateful to be a part of their team. And then the kids, always great to see the kids and their excitement and the smiles and the hugs and And that, yeah, you know, you step away for a short time. You're like, will they remember me? But they did.
I'm sure they did. How could they forget? So let's talk about some things going on this fall. Has it been a good start to the school year overall with the fall things going on and homecomings and all of that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I really like the public school system where, you know, we really value kids, each individual kid, and whatever their interest or passion may be. You know, I think we provide a great platform of, you know, the different sporting events that you can be a part of, our music, our fine arts, we have a great art teacher, you know, and the elementary, and really focusing on reading achievement and that collaboration amongst staff and getting back and seeing that inspiration to just really provide the best for all of these kids. It's inspiring, and we've really gotten off to a great, start. I really have to credit too, we are bringing in 180 and Brady Ewing to kind of really drive a lot with that understanding of leadership and what it means to be a leader. And I think for me too, going through what I went through, it's really having that understanding of purpose, knowing who you are and what you stand for. And I think just having those conversations with kids so that at the end of the day, you really want to define who you are, who you want to be, and then what do you need to put in your day in order to be that person. And I think what brings me to that too is during the healing process, I wanted to be better. I wanted to get my life back. So it was like eating the foods that were going to heal me, doing the exercises that were going to make me stronger. And I think just bringing that to a larger level to talk about, you know, to bring these kids in and have that conversation about leadership and who do you want to be? Who is it that you want to be? And what practices do you need to do daily? You know, you're worth it. What practices do you need to do daily to be that person or to accomplish those things? And just us being able to provide all of those opportunities to allow kids to grow, and what you're feeding grows. So bringing in all of those valuable components of being a strong person with a strong character and being able to contribute to, you know, society in a positive way. And so, yeah, so many great things happening, I think, at Kickapoo from what we're bringing in and exposing our kids to, the conversations, the relationships, really, that are made with staff. I'm just really grateful, again, for what I'm seeing and from how the kids respond, you know, sitting in some of those meetings or some of those programs and hearing their thoughts and the how they process things. They're really great kids too.
Yeah, no doubt. Aaron, nobody better than Brady Ewing to kind of talk and see that firsthand, somebody that's been there and, you know, been to the college and pro level and everything.
For sure, without a doubt. Having known Brady a long, long time and knowing him in high school and now having our kids have the opportunity to have him come and talk to them has been awesome. Mr. Lee, our biology teacher and our track coach, he does Wednesday meetings for the kids. They basically are called sports psychology meetings. And so that's kind of where we started things rolling of just that element of leadership. And as Kim kind of indicated, understanding kids' thoughts, how they can be better leaders, you know, what really goes more into success rather than just kind of the nuts and bolts. And so that's been a great discussion with a number of kids showing up. From that, it kind of morphed off into we had talked to Brady and had Brady come last year along with Mark Horbinski. They kind of teamed together with 180. And so just having that person come and talk to kids, I think, is awesome. You know, I've talked to Brady a number of times where just that notoriety that Brady has of, you know, he can say the same thing as somebody else. And when you're talking to a bunch of high school kids and now they're looking at him and he's a former, you know, UW football player and played in the NFL, those words are just so much more meaningful. So it's been great to have Brady really come and work with our kids, spend some time. He's actually going to come this winter as well and talk to our whole student body about a number of things, which I think is a great opportunity. But yeah, just very blessed, and just to have a good human being like Brady to be there and do that. And it's been great to see Brady and connect with Brady and see that next step from the kid that he was in high school and what he's gone through, and now being able to impact other kids who, you know, that are in high school. So that's been a great thing to see.
What about fall sports at Kickapoo? Your cross-country team is still going, right?
Yep, cross-country is still going. Cross-country boys won their sixth straight conference championship, so definitely had some great success there. Certainly had some wins in volleyball and football and things as well, but continuing to go, and I believe volleyball has their first tournament game tonight. So continuing to work hard, and again, just that element of the athletic part of having Brady and Mark come and work with our kids, and you know, to continue that success and understand the importance of, you know, being in the weight room and, you know, doing those things as a leader, and you know, what you do more above and beyond than just being a physical athlete that is, you know, blessed with physical ability. There's so much more than that, and I think that's definitely something that Brady has hit on when he talks to, is that whatever you think you're working hard, there's somebody else who's working a lot harder, and you know, it just gives kids a new perspective, especially being from a small school, to see that big element. But yeah, just a big shout out and thanks to all of our coaches, all the people that put in the time. In the fall, we've got winter coming up, just to really help the kids and to be involved and be leaders for them and help them be the not only the best athletes but the best people that they can be. So
you had a facility upgrade with your track a while back. That looks really good, doesn't it?
For sure. That's been, the years fly by, but gosh, it's
Really? I thought it was more recent.
No.
Oh boy.
I gotta think here now. I think we're pushing right around 5 or 6 years.
Time does go by then.
It definitely goes by, and I might be off in that, but yeah, that has been a wonderful addition for our school. I think, you know, just, you know, when people drive by Kickapoo and just to see, you know, that was kind of one of the last things to really set the school off when you drive by, and now you drive by and you have this awesome facility with a beautiful track. You look at just the setting of our school and, you know, looking at the hills and the colors, and you know, it's just an awesome opportunity. And with the track, we've been able to host you know, regionals with that now, so that's been a great opportunity to do. Our track team has been, you know, really successful, had just an unbelievable spring last year at state track. And so yeah, just very blessed to have all those facility upgrades, and specifically with the track and the things that happen, to give all of our kids the best opportunities that they can have.
Speaking of sports as well, I know you co-op with Lafarge for a few sports. Any talk about maybe co-oping for other sports in the future, or how does that look?
Yeah, that's always a constant ongoing discussion. You know, as I think the world has seen, high school sports numbers have continued to drop everywhere. Just kids aren't as participating as much. So we're always in constant, you know, discussions, just looking at, you know, what's best for our programs to not only maintain our individual programs, but, you know, as we co-op, to make sure that we're competitive and, you know, keeping that, you know, best ability to, you know, put the best team out there and having those conversations. So right now there's not a specific, you know, sport that's coming up. There's a, you know, going to be a change with, but again, it's always a discussion and always an element to look at to see what, you know, we can do, what's best for our kids and Lafarge's kids, and putting together the best teams that we can.
So you co-op with football, wrestling, right?
Yep, football, wrestling. We've got track, cross country. I don't think I'm missing anything there. So, yeah, that's where things are at now. And again, you know, at some point, I know there's been a number of other local schools that have had to, you know, co-op for basketball and softball and, you know, baseball and some of those things. We aren't there yet, but again, it's every year is a discussion, and trying to plan ahead to just make sure that we're prepared, just, you know, really looking down to even the granular element of, you know, the number of the kids that are playing and who their names are, so that we know to make sure that everybody has a team. Because I think, you know, more than anything, that's really what you don't want to end up with, is that a kid does not have the opportunity to participate in whatever their sport is because you don't have enough kids. So we continue to look at that and analyze that and go forward.
What about numbers? I know you had the third Friday in September count. How do the numbers look, Kim?
We look We look really well. I mean, we're pretty standing strong. We were at 470, which is kind of consistent over the last few years. We continue to grow with our open enrollment. So while, you know, the population is down and many schools are experiencing that decline, thankfully we kind of are standing strong with that steady number. And then, of course, that increase with our open enrollment numbers that continues to rise. So we're grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good numbers in terms of those in the district. Do you have some homeschool kids in the district, a few along the way?
We do have a couple, yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
And then otherwise, they're going to Kickapoo or, you know, I guess outlying districts then as well. But it sounds like you're doing pretty well as far
as.
We're at roughly this year right around 130 kids open enrolled. They come from all over. I think that's just a real true testament to our staff and people wanting to come and the things that we have going on and being involved in. And like Kim said, you know, we've really stayed consistent the last few years right around that, you know, 460 to, you know, 480 number, hovering right around 470, which is really good. And you know, I think with declining enrollment happening everywhere, I think probably one of the biggest things that, you know, we can be proud of to know is that we've stayed the same is that I can remember back in 2017-18, and you do the projections every year. And our projection back in 2018 was to be at 420 kids this year. So we're right at about 470, so we're 50 kids up of where we were supposed to be, and that really, as long as we can continue to maintain those numbers, I think that's really a great thing, and just really fortunate for, you know, the kids that we have in the district, and fortunate that, you know, kids that want to come and want to be a part of the good things that are happening, and again, just a testament to the staff and the community and the positive things that we have happening to make that be realistic.
Of the Ridge and Valley schools, you must be one of the higher enrollment schools, aren't you?
Without a doubt. It's really become a situation where we are certainly definitely the biggest. You look at some of the other numbers, you know, right now we're around 160 in the high school. You know, some of the other schools in the Ridge and Valley, you know, unfortunately those numbers have really dropped and a number of them are in the 60 to 80 range. So we're really probably twice as big as a number of them in the Ridge and Valley. And again, that's just, you know, in some ways we're positive, you know, it's really positive. We're happy our enrollment has stayed. It's also just kind of sad in the element of declining enrollment and, you know, what every school is facing, you know, with some of those numbers and the challenges that come with that. But yeah, to your exact question, yeah, we definitely are, certainly have higher numbers than, you know, others in the Ridge and Valley right now.
One of my first clues was when I got the WIA playoff pairings for volleyball, and I noticed that you are up a division. You're up in Division 5, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, our numbers have just, again, they've stayed pretty strong, and, you know, as some of the, I don't want to say the realignment, but some of those numbers have changed. That's kind of put us in some different brackets and things. And again, there's pros and cons to that, but in the element of school funding and every number counts, that's a positive thing to have kids coming. So.
We want to thank the guests from the morning show today, Aaron Midham, middle and high school principal, and district administrator Kim Johnson, for being our guests on WRCO Radio, as we had some technical issues where we had to kind of back off of the interview and then bring it to you a little bit later. So thank you so much for joining us for the morning show. We'll have more coming up tomorrow on this Tuesday. It is currently 44 degrees in Richland Center. Not a lot of hope for sunshine today and even maybe some scattered showers. We'll have more about that coming up.
Richland Cattle Center, where every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. the action starts. They kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows and then on to springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll find fresh cows, breadback cows, milking cows, bred and springing heifers, and even a breeding age bull. And yes, baby heifer and bull calves are always ready to go. Before the auction, you can view every animal individually, and after the sale, all lactating cows are milked to ensure utter health. Need transportation? They've got you covered too. They receive care for and milk cattle 7 days a week, making every Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center your best day for a smooth, easy cattle buying experience. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted destination for quality cattle every Wednesday at 11:30.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Ready for a better sleep experience? Wirtz Floor & Home is giving you up to 50% off select mattresses for a limited time. From plush to firm and everything in between, we've got the perfect fit for your best night's sleep. Don't wait. These savings won't last long. Visit Wirtz Floor & Home, conveniently located right off Highway 14 in Spring Green, and serving all customers across the area. Wirtz Floor & Home, quality you trust, comfort you deserve.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Wright County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 50. We're going to have to dig and scratch and claw to get there, I think. Windy and cool with scattered showers. Wind gusts at times could be up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. 39 tonight with some light showers, and Wednesday near 50, it will be breezy and cool. Right now in Richland Center with a little bit of precipitation, 1/100th of an inch today, it is 44 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust, we are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most. Because they are not just here to sell insurance, they are here to advocate for you.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Today's specials, Country and Community, brought to you by WRCO Studios and proudly sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
10:30 the time, Daily Dose time. It's sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. We are what we repeatedly do. Those are the words of the ancient philosopher Aristotle, whose words have as much relevance today as they did when first spoken. He went on to say, "Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. If we repeatedly do things late, we form a habit of impunctuality and will be a stressed person. If we repeatedly do things sloppy, we form a habit of mediocrity and will be a disorganized person. It works the other way as well. If we repeatedly discipline ourselves to be on time, we form a habit of punctuality and will be a person of achievement. If we repeatedly do things well, the best we can, we form a habit of excellence and will be a person of quality. Life stories are the result of formed habits. Formed habits are the result of little daily actions that are repeated every day or opportunity." Vince Lombardi said, "The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. Excellent lives, then, are the result of excellent habits." Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy. Located in downtown Spring Green.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
He said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky."
Hi, it's Bill Cody. Welcome in. This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. Kane Brown today. He was born October 21st, 1993. Raised in Georgia and Tennessee, his first notice came posting cover songs online. Those viral clips led to a record deal, and by 2017, Kane Brown made history as the first artist to top all 5 of Billboard's main country charts at the same time. Of course, the hit list includes Heaven and Lose It and What Ifs with Lauren Elena, Grand Ole Opry star. And today, he's headlining arenas and collaborating with stars from Khalid to Brooks and Dunn. Kane Brown. He's gone from Facebook covers to one of the biggest stars at tours in country music, and he's only in his 30s. I'm Bill Cody, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing 4 verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the products for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limit supply. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Lily girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. The second time off the line. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Kane Brown on WRCO, the subject of today's Country Music Minute here on FM 100.9. 44 degrees in Richland Center at WRCO Radio. Kane Brown among those with birthdays today on the celebrity side of things, 32. Also, actor Glenn Powell is 37. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian is 45. Also born today, former first daughter Patty Davis is 73. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 76. TV's Judge Judy turns 83 today as the celebrities face the hands of time. This is Eric Church.
Truck bill breaks so they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for handling the hands of time. Hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. We ain't as young as we used to be. We're young. like gravity pulls on the grains of sand. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks and we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down, Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I caught you, the guy.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
Good oral health means better overall health, and Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are 4 permanent medication drop box locations in our area: the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO 100.9.
When our baby Kate was born, it was the biggest day of my life. Lying there, little bows in her hair, in the loving arms of my wife. I was the proudest papa in the USA. Making a living on the road somewhere, 1,000 miles away. It was a happy day, but kinda sad. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there for that. Little Bobby hit his first home run. He was the hero of the hometown crowd. 2-1, it was a winning run. Everybody was cheering loud. And Mama, she was smiling, saying he's a chip off of the old block. But I was on the road somewhere between Memphis and Little Rock. It was a happy day, but kinda sad. I wish
wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there for that. Now Bobby and Kate are all grown up and moved away. They stay in touch. We're proud of the two good kids we raised. And it's hard to believe we're celebrating our 25th year today. This party's nice, but the kids aren't here. At least they called to say congratulations, Mom and Dad. Wish we could have been there. I wish we could have been there for that. It was a happy day, but kinda sad. I wish they could have been there. I wish they could have been there. I wish they could have been there. For that.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios. No wait, just great vibes. Serving up the best mix of country and community.
Take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed. She's as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way. And you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie. And you fall into pieces on the inside. Out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill and your lips are red. And misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone. And all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. Burn it down, go round, go round, go round. Hey, what are you doing right now? I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me, as messed up as me,
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery is hinting it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Warner Brothers Discovery owns CNN, HBO, HBO Max, TNT Sports, and the Discovery Channel, among others. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, and there's a crucial date ahead.
Time is running out. Obamacare open enrollment starts November 1st, less than 2 weeks away. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries telling me,
by that point, tens of millions of people across the country will realize that their health insurance premiums, copays, and deductibles have skyrocketed.
Republicans refusing to negotiate on health care while the government is shut down.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington, November 1st, also the date federal food assistance programs are expected to run out of money. A portion of the White House has been demolished to make way for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom. This is ABC News. In Atlanta, police say a potential mass shooting was averted when 49-year-old Billy Cagle's family alerted detectives that he was plotting something. Here's ABC's Mola Lenghi.
Police say within minutes, a tip came in from Cagle's family.
Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle